Okay, today is Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. We're on the first word, actually, of Kuf Mem Gimel. Just to go back for a second, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda, that Rava must hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that if something's fit for human consumption, it's not roi for animal food. Lememra, I'm back on Kuf Mem Gimel on the base, the Rava Kuf Yehuda Svirle, that he holds like that. Vamar Rava, Lashame, Rava said to his attendant, Tavili bar Aza, prepare for me a goose, Vishadi Meye Lashunra, and give it to the cat. And as Rashi said on the bottom, Alma, Tiltale Mishum Shunra. They're moving it because of the cat. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, Hasam, now over there by the case of Rava, Kivin de Misrach, since it's not good, it's gonna become no good. So Daite Alevim Yesmol. Already yesterday they had it in mind, they're gonna give it to the cat. Hachan, I'm a star, but that makes sense. The Rava Kriv Yehuda Sfirle. Rava holds like that. The Darish Rava, Ishlo Tikanis Labesa Eitzim. A woman can't go into the storehouse, Lito Mehen Ud, to take some kind of wood or something. Ud, the Ud Shinishbar, and if the wood broke, Asar Lahasiko Biyamtif. You can't use it for firewood on Yamtif, Lafishe Masikin Bekalim, because you could use Kalim, Vein Masikin Beshivri Kalim. But you can't use Shivri Kalim. Broke, so it's not really a Kali. Shmamina, you see from here that he authored these things and Rav Shimon was matir. So he holds like Rav Yehuda. Okay. Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Ma'avirin me'al ha'shulchan, you can remove from the table atzamos, bones, klipin, shells, right? You can remove it from the table. You're eating, now shells are muksa. What do you need the peanut, what do you need the pistachio nut shells for? What are you going to do with them? So what do you do with the shells? You have to eat them over a garbage can? You don't have to do that. You can remove them from the table. Beis Hillel Omrim, no. Misalek es ha'tavla. You have to remove the whole table, kula, the whole thing, umenara, and wipe, what's the word?
Shake it off.
Right. So the Gemara is going to say that. The names are backwards, because we hold up Beis Hillel, and you can just remove them. And Beis Shammai said you have to do that. And so we hold up Beis Hillel. Now, Why don't the shells become a basis or davka aser? You can't even move the table. That happens. So a few things. First of all, a basis can't be created on Shabbos. That's the before Shabbos, right? Also, number two, you don't have kavana to leave them there. You never had kavana that they're going to stay there. And that's basically it. Okay. Umavirin of Nei Shulchan, and you can
remove.
What? Yes. 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 That's right. No, according to the second shot, according to Beis Hillel,
right.
The Mishnah says you remove the whole table. How can I pick up the table? There's muksa on it now. The answer is it wasn't here from before Shabbos, and I didn't intend to keep it there. Ma'avirim afnei ha'shulchan, you can take off the table peruin, crumbs, pachos mikazayas, less than a kazayas. Visar shell afunin, it's some kind of thing with peas. Some kind of pea pod, yeah. Visar adashim, the lentil refuse. Mibneshu maichel behema, because all that's maichel behema. Spog, a sponge. Im yeshlo or besachiza, if it has a handle, the sponge. So the sponge is connected to a handle. Then mikankhinbo, then you can use it to wipe down the table. V'yam lav, and if not, ain mekan chenbo. You can't use it at all. Why can't you use it at all? Right? Why can't you use it? Rashi says, kisha ogzo, because when you're holding it, nischad bein etzba'osav. It's going to get squeezed in your fingers. Tzchita. So why if it has a handle? Does that make a difference?
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure of the answer. The Ravid says, the reason is, since it has a beis achiza, since it has a handle, it's really no different than a bucket of water. And a bucket of water, you take a bucket of water, and it's a schita, you fill up a bucket of water, and then you spill it out somewhere. So that's schita. So too over here, all the water is going into the sponge, it's not going to get squeezed out the same kind of way as if it was in your hands, because it's in a handle. It's the best I could do. You know? It's going to be less. Is that what he means to say?
It does get squeezed out as a grammar rather than a mitzvah.
So that's still going to be a derabbanan or whatever.
Right.
Now, the Chachamim Omrim, Ben Kach Uben Kach, Nitol B'Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. No matter what, you can take it on Shabbos. The Ein Makabel Tumah. This is random halacha. It's not Makabel Tumah. Why not? Rashi says, the Eino Lo Kli Eitz. It's not made out of wood. Lo Beged, Lo Sak, Lo Mateches. It does not anything. Therefore, it's not Makabel Tumah. The sponge isn't made out of anything. That's Makabel Tumah. So, therefore, it's not Makabel Tumah.
It's a sponge without a hand.
Yeah. Okay. Amar of Nachman, says of Nachman, you have the Mishnah's backwards. Anu ain lanu ella beishamay kriv Yehuda ubeitel kriv Shimon. Beishamay is like kriv Yehuda, beitel is like kriv Shimon, who's more makel, and beitel is the one who says that you can take the bones off the table and the peels off the table, which is what we all hold, and therefore it's mutter.
Didn't the beishamay and beitel come before these amorim?
Yeah, yeah. No, the Mishnah has that.
The Mishnah has the Amorim rather than the Yeah.
No, the Mishnah has the names are just backwards. Beishamai didn't say you could take off the shells. Beishamai said you have to take off the whole table.
Right.
That's all. We're just switching the names. Then we said Mavirin Lufnei Hashulchan Peruvin. You could take the crumbs. Misayel Rabbi Yochanan. This actually makes sense because Rabbi Yochanan said Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Peruin she'ain l'bahem kizayis. If peruin don't have a kizayis, they're so small. Aser la'avdon biyad. You're not really allowed to destroy them with your hands, says Rashi. Mediktoni ma'avirin biyadayim. It says you remove them with your hands. V'lo zarak lehu. You don't throw them. What does Rashi mean to say? Right? Not sure what he means. Tosa says. Perish Bekuntris, the Rashi of Peruin, the Tosa Peruin, Mediktani Mavirin, says Mavirin, Velo Katani Zorkin, doesn't say that it's through them, so therefore what do you see? That you don't mistreat them. Vikasha Larebi, Lukasha Larebi, Deberesha Nami Diktani Magbiyam Yalashulchan at someone's Vikalipin, does he pick off the bones? Velo Katani Zorkin, doesn't say Zorkin, Afal Pi, Shemotala Abdam Yad, even though you're allowed to throw those out. So, what's Rashi saying? But oh, it also, Amina Bebrachos, Beresh Eil Dvarim, the Beit Hillel Omim, if the Shamash, who's attending your meal, is snow something, he'll know, right? Menichin peruin she'en ben kizayis, the tiny peruin he leaves over. Because they're not chashav. Or umasayle le'b yochanan, the omar peruin she'en ben kizayis, mudalab the miyad. So you're allowed to touch, you're allowed to throw them out with your hands. What's Rashi even saying? V'yefshel ligros hasam usher. Don't change the gears to there. V'nir le'wi dehacha garcin and mutter. No, it's mutter la'ab den biyad. I'm changing it here, says Tosfos. It says there, Asr la'avdim biyad. I say it's mutter la'avdim biyad. V'dayek b'd'itzruch l'misnei b'nei shehu ma'echel behema. V'hainu mashma. D'lochazi la'adam. V'vikashar ma'echel behema u'mutter la'avdim. It's like any, so no one eats, who eats crumbs, nobody eats crumbs, so you can throw them out with your hand. Rashi says you can't. Tosfos says, of course you can. Okay. Next. Shar shalafunin, mani, who said that? R'bshirin hi d'lesle muksa. He doesn't really hold for muksa. He does hold for muksa, but he's much more makel. Ema, seifa, look at the seifa. Spog, a sponge. Im yeshlo, beis achiza, if it has a handle, mekanchibo, then you can use it. V'im laf, im mekanchibo, if not, not. Asan lo bihud, adam v'dav v'shein mischavin, asr? If that's adav v'shein mischavin, it might or might not make an isser, and yet you still can't do it? The answer is no, it's a psikresha. Baha, afil lo b'shem modeh, tabay avrav amri tarvayu, modeh b'shem b'psikresha, v'lo yavos. B'shem agrees that if you do the act, which is permissible, it's permissible to wipe the table. It's going to result 100% automatically in a forbidden act, and therefore it's a psikresha. Okay, now, hani gar'inin, these shells, pits, the tamari of dates, aramiyasa, if the Aramean dates, sharu limitaltune, you're allowed to touch the pits. Why? Howel v'chazayin agav iman, because they're roi agav the date itself. However, the Prasraisa, the Persian ones, are usser. Why are they usser? They're usser because they were not fit for animal food when Shabbos began, because the shell, the date was covering it, right? The date. The other date was not really edible for people. This date's edible for people, so the date is really edible for you. The pit's inside. The pit's not edible right now. Can't get to the pit right now. You got to eat through the date to get to the pit. So it's like nolad. And therefore, it's muksa. That's what the story is. Now, Shmuel mataltalu agabi rifta. Shmuel would touch the date agav the bread. Sharnam shapaz simen. I meant the pit. Yeah. Shmuel taimei. Shmuel's consistent. Amar Shmuel. Osa adam kol tzarcha bapas. You can do anything you want with pas. You can do all, even to use it as a heter to get rid of the pit. Fine. Rabba metaltalu agav lakanya demaya. Rabba would move it agav the bucket of water. Rav Huna bridge of Yeshua avad lu kagraf shal rei. He would make it like a graf shal rei, which means like a garbage. Amalei Rav Ashi lemameimar v'chiosin graf shal rei lechatchila. Can you do that lechatchila? He has a question that. Rav Sheshet zarek lu belishnei. He would throw it out with his tongue so he doesn't touch it. Rav Papa zarek lu achori hamita. He would throw it behind the bed so that no one's going to touch it on Shabbos. He'll get it after Shabbos. Amru olav al Rabbi Zechariah ben Afkulas. They said about Rabbi Zechariah ben Afkulas, shayimachzer panav achori hamita, that he would turn his face to behind the bed, vizarkon, and throw it out. Okay?
Is his wife very happy about that?
I don't know. So this is the only two places in Shas where Rabbi Zechariah ben Afkulas appears. Here, and of course in the famous Gemara about Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Rabbi Zechariah ben Afkulas is the one who said, we can't allow, the Romans, Bar Kamsa said the Romans are rebelling against you. They said, the Jews are rebelling against you. They went to the Romans. They said, really? He said, yeah, give them a carbon, see if they'll take it. So they sent the carbon, and on the way, Bar Kamsa made a mum. A very small mum. The Goyim wouldn't think it's a mum, but we have a mum. So they were thinking of bringing it anyway. That whole debate in Bezen what to do. And Zechariah ben Afkulas got up and said, you can't bring a mum. People are going to think you're allowed to bring a mum. So they said, okay, you talked us out of it. Then they wanted to kill Bar Kamsa. So that way he couldn't go back and snitch. So Zechariah ben Afkulas got up and said, you're going to kill Bar Kamsa? People are going to think you bring a mum, you chayav misa. Chayav misa, you bring a mum. And what happened? They didn't kill Bar Kamsa. And the base, here we are sitting here. Right, it's all, and the Gemara says, all Zechariah ben Afkulas' fault. And it starts off, it's because of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Then the Gemara says, no, Zechariah ben Afkulas' fault. It's the only other place this person appears.
He appears apparently in the Yerushalmi version of Bar Kamsa's story as being the person who, at the party,
interesting.
Of the behavior of the host.
Interesting. That's interesting. That's very interesting. So what's the connection between this Gemara and that Gemara? I have no idea. I can't think of one. The only thing I was thinking about it on Shabbos. What does it mean that if the Rav Papa says he would throw it achori hamita? Right? He would throw the pitch behind the bed. Nobody's going there. And therefore, no one's going to touch it. And then Rav Chaim ben Afkulas would turn his face to throw it behind the pit. What's the Gemara adding? What's it adding about Rav Chaim ben Afkulas that I didn't know beforehand? Why do I need to know that? He didn't say the same thing. Right? Everyone else did something different. He put it there, this one put it there, that one put it there, Rav Papa put it behind the bed. And Rav Chaim ben Afkulas turned around to put it behind the bed. What's I don't know the answer. What's the Gemara saying about Rav Chaim ben Afkulas different? It's similar, it's the end result. Right?
One spitting it and one maybe throw it by hand.
No.
Yeah.
No. Papa Zorg Le Harachor, Papa threw it behind the bed. And then Papa Machzir upon it, Papa Zorg and threw it. Because the first one, Rav Sheshet said he threw it with his tongue.
I said it. What about the right?
So he turned his face and threw it. So what are we saying different? I don't know. I don't have enough. Yes. Yeah, that's also a good point. Hajin loch anodol as bino, adam as bino. Hajin loch anodol adam as bino. Hajin loch adam nodol as bino. Now we enter the 22nd parak of Besechta Shabbos. My few prokem left. Chavis shenishbara. We once had a few prokem ago that if the fire breaks out, and what do you call people to go take food because everything's going to get burnt? Here it's similar. Chavis shenishbara. The barrel broke. You can save enough for 3 sudos. Okay? Why? But only enough for 3 sudos. Why can't I save the whole barrel? There's a leak in the barrel. Bring another barrel. You can only save enough for 3 sudos. Why? So the Gemara is going to say, because we're afraid you're going to bring more kalim from Rishos Harabim. If I let you go save whatever you want, you don't have another barrel, so you'll go run to your neighbor and get his pots and pans and save all, and he'll come to carry. That's one answer. The Rama gives a different answer. He says, because the Rama says, you might come to fix the barrel. So Xeri, you'll fix the barrel. If we let you be Pachka there all day, you'll come to just fix it. I should make myself crazy. I'll just fix it. So because of that Xeri, they answer that. Okay. Omul Acherim, so what do you tell others? Go take whatever you want. Ubuvad Shalol Yispog. As long as you don't squeeze it out. Rashi says, Shalol Yispog. Shalol Yosim Spog, B'makom Hayayin. Don't put a sponge where the wine is. Lachzer Latifo B'kli. Right? To squeeze it into a kli. Gzera Shem Yischot. Because you're going to come to squeeze. Right? Okay. Fine. Very good. So the Chazan Zofar says that on Amud Aleph, we said, well, if you use a handle, then it's mutter. Right? If you use a handle on a sponge, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? So we gave some answers. It's not really schita. Chazan Zofar says there's a very big difference when you want the water and when you don't want the water. When you don't want the water, like cleaning up a dirty table, you don't want the water. It might get squeezed out. So if you don't use a handle, it's going to get squeezed out. Don't use a sponge without a handle. You use a handle, I get you a heter, right? You don't want the water. Here you want the wine. So you're going to squeeze it into a towel, bring it home, and squeeze it into your decanter. You want the wine. Here you try to save the wine. That's for sure a problem. It's a very different story, right? Okay. Next, ein tzochet en esaperos, you're not allowed to squeeze fruit, lahotzi mehen mashkin, to get water, juice out of it. V'im yatsu, and if you miatsu, and if it came out by itself, asur, it's asur. The Gemara is going to be busy now, the next 3 days, with this squeezing out fruit. What kind of fruit? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im la'ochlan hayotzi mehen, if it's a fruit that you want to only eat, not you don't want the olive oil for the oil, you want it for the olives. Then, hayotzi mehen mutter. If it came out by itself, it's mutter. V'im l'mashkun, but if it's something that you wanted for the drink, you wanted the oranges for the orange juice, and the orange somehow got crushed, and the juice there, hayotzi mehen aser, it's aser. Rashi says, v'im l'mashkin mechunasin asurin. D'nichale b'may d'nafki minayu v'nizkari machshafto. Exactly what you wanted. You got what you wanted. V'ikul l'midzar shema yitzchot. So make it there. Maybe you'll do it yourself. However, very good. Fine. Okay. Chalas devash. I'm not sure what a chalas devash means. It's some kind of, what?
It's a honeycomb.
I know. Chalas is a honeycomb. Shariskon means chopped. Me'erev Shabbos, from Erev Shabbos. V'yatsu me'atzman. And then the honey comes out by itself. Asurin, it's usur. Rabbi Eliezer, mater. He says it's mutter. So apparently, I didn't understand what was going on. Apparently there's two stages of the honey getting out of the honeycomb. One stage is it's connected to the honeycomb. It's a daraisa if you get the honey out at that stage. Because you're literally tolish. You're removing the honey from its source. That's you're not allowed to do. This is different. You already did that stage before Shabbos. Now you want to do the second stage, which is called chopped. So that stage, you did it already from before Shabbos. It's still usher, and Rabbi Eliezer says, no, right now it's mutter. This stage. Rashi says, me'achashem merusakin hadvash, even because you already did stage one, whatever that is. You already did that stage. Zav me'elav, now flows by itself, bitoch ha'shaiva, in the comb. V'ein derech l'sochto, it's not really normal to squeeze out now. Hilkach Rabbi Eliezer Matir. Rabbi Eliezer says, now, so now it's mutter. There's no reason why it should be usher. Cham osrin gzeira adu she'enam urusak and dilmim rasak lu. No, because if I let you do this, you'll come to do the first stage also. And the first stage is a genuine avera.
You clearly did it before Shabbos to avoid.
Correct. So it's a gzeira. Many times they have gzeiras.
No, just before Shabbos for on
Shabbos? No, it's a gzeira. You're not allowed to take the honey out on Shabbos because maybe you'll do stage one. Stage one is Usher. Stage two is really Mutter. Rabbanan said, Rabbanan said, don't make such a gzeira.
Why is stage one different than the
shell
of an
Usher? Because it's a good question. So somehow it's attached to the ground. Somehow it's considered tolish. Right? I don't know exactly why. I'm not sure what's going on here. I'm not sure how the honey is formed in there. And here. One second. Yeah. I'm sorry. It must be another kind of xera, because I underlined that the Mishnah Berurah says it's not tolish because... Yeah, once you do stage two, it's not tolish. That's I imply that if you do stage one, it is tolish. Right, right, right. You're saying, why is it tolish? I don't know what the properties are. Okay. Tana, we have a brisa that says, lo yispog. Lo yispog b'yayin. You're not allowed to squeeze the wine. I'm sorry. You can't, it'll leak in the barrel. So you're not allowed to take the cloth, get all the wine into the cloth, and squeeze the wine out. So you'll save most of the wine. A little bit won't be saved, but you'll save a lot of the wine. You can't do that. Lo yiftach b'shemen. You can't do that with oil also. In the same way that you do it during the week. Tana Rabbanan. Nispaz rulo peirosav b'chatzar. If the apples, you have a basket of apples, and the basket tipped over, and all the apples rolled all over the place. Malaket al yad al yad. You can pick them up one by one. V'ochal nitem. Avololotoch asal. Flow to akupa. But you can't put them back into the basket, back into the bucket. That's the way you do it during the week. Ain't zochatin as a peros. You're not allowed to squeeze peros. Amrivud amar Shmuel. Okay, it's very complicated going right now. Amrivud amar Shmuel. Rabbi Huda says in the name of Shmuel. Modahai Rabbi Huda lechachamim. Rabbi Huda agreed to the chachamim. Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah said, the chachamim said, you're not allowed to squeeze peros. Now let's squeeze any peros. Rabbi Yehuda said it depends. If you want the peros, if the peros are used for eating, then you're allowed to. Then if they squeeze out, it's a mutter. It's for eating. I want to eat the olive. A little oil came out, so I'm still allowed to eat the olive. Modahai Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim. Rabbi Yehuda agreed to the chachamim bezesim va'anavim. He agreed to the chachamim with zesim and anavim, right? That even if it's zesim are olives and anavim are grapes, even if I want to eat the grapes, I agree with you, Chachamim, that if it's squeezed by itself, it's aser. Okay? It's aser to drink the grape juice. I agree with you about zesim and anavim. My timer, why? Kivan de l'schite ninhu, since most of the time, that's why you have grapes, it's to get the wine. Yavdaite, you're very happy about it. It's really what you wanted. V'ula Amar, a lot of names here, and a lot of sheets going back and forth. Ula Amar, Ula says, Amar Rav, Chole Koy Rabbi Yehuda, Af B'Zeisim V'Anavim. No, Ula says, Rabbi Yehuda disagreed, even when it comes to Zeisim V'Anavim. If you have the Zeisim V'Anavim for food, not for drink, for food, and the liquid came out, you're allowed to suck that up. Why? It's not what you wanted. You wanted it for food. Most of the time, it's not this time. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Halacha Krib Yehuda Bishar Peros. We postulate like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to other Peros. What's other Peros? Not Zeisim V'Anavim. Right? Oranges. We postulate like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? So look at Tosvos, Halacha Kribihuda Bishar Peros. Afal Gaf, even though the Beresh Beitza, in the very beginning of Masechus Beitza, Gozru Rabbi Yochanan was Gozer, Beitza Shenolda B'Yontif, a Beitza that's born on Yontif. You're not allowed to eat the egg. Why not? Mishum Mashkim Shezavu, just like you're not allowed to have the liquid that comes out of a fruit, so too you can have an egg that comes out of a chicken, same thing. The Gemara assumes, for hachalok gozer b'shar peros, and here we're not gozer by other peros. An egg coming out of a chicken is much more different, much differenter, much more different than orange juice coming out of an orange. That's also in the orange juice is mutter? That doesn't make any sense. They say that enough, I understand. I'm not focused about that. And what about other things? Other things are mutter? But on eggs make a zero? That doesn't make any sense. Because it's Yisroma, the Shaykh, Tfei Lidza, Rebeitza, that makes more sense. Why? Lefishahu omedes lischot minatar negolas. Because it's going to come out for sure. The egg's coming out. What? The eggs are going to come out for sure. The egg's coming out. The derech legmoa chaya. And people used to eat them raw. So they're coming out, going right onto the kitchen table. They're going right onto lunch. Avol shar peros, ein odin lischot klal. Nobody squeezes apples. Maybe in the factory they do that. Not in your house. Nobody does that. Nobody squeezes peaches. Nobody does that. And therefore, there's no such gzera. Interesting. Okay. Where am I up to? Okay. Amar Rabba said, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. There's a different version. Amar Hamoda Hayir Meir Lachamim B'Zeisim V'Anavim. Here, the Rabbi Yehuda agreed to the Chachamim by Zeisim Va'anavim. Okay? The Chachamim, Umodim Chacham Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peros. And the Chacham agreed with Rabbi Yehuda by other peros. What? Good question. The Gemara is going to ask that in a second. Amalei Rabbi Yirmi, El Rababa, El Amai Pleadis. What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? So there's going to be three categories of peros. And they're going to argue in one of the categories. Tomorrow, the Gemara is going to ask, well, when did the Chacham agree to Rabbi Yehuda? Now we're going to spend the whole time, when does Rabbi Yehuda agree with the Chachamim? Okay? So just remember that. There's going to be three categories. One category, Rabbi Yehuda agrees. One category, the Chacham agree. And one category, they're arguing about. Go figure it out. So, Amar Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, Mistabra, Betusim, Virimonim, Pligi. They must be arguing about Tusim are berries, and Rimonim are pomegranates. Okay? According to the Chachamim, since you do squeeze out these fruits for drink, right? They're no different than Zeisim Va'anavim, and they're concluded in the Gzira of Mashkim Shazavu, and they're Usur. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, since you eat them, we're not choshesh, that you're going to squeeze them out, but other peros that are squeezed out for their juices, I'm sorry, are other peros that are not squeezed out for the juices at all, everybody would agree that it's mutter. D'tanya, zeisim shemoshach mehen shemen va'anovim. I'm sorry, zeisim shemoshach lehem shemen. Ze olives, that the oil came out. Va'anovim, shemoshach mehem yayim. And grapes, that the wine came out. V'ichnisan, and you take them in. Bein le'ochlin, Bein Lamashkin, you don't care. Hayotzim and Asr. It's Asr. Why is it Asr? Because you're happy with it. Tusim Shemashak Mehem. What? Because you're happy that the juice came out. You wanted the juice. Tusim Shemashak Mehem Yayin, Mayim, berries and the juice came out. Rimonim Shemashak Mehem Yayin, the Rimonim, pomegranates, and the wine came out. It calls the Tusim liquid water, and it calls the Rimonim liquid wine. Right? Ve'echnisan la'ochlan, and all you want is to eat these berries, hayosimehem mutter, then it's mutter. Why? Doesn't make a difference to you. It's not what you wanted. Lamashkin, if it was for drink, ulistam, and stam, whatever stam means, stam, what does stam mean? What? No stated purpose. Hayosimehem also divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says it's Asr now. The Chacham Omrim, Bein La'achila, Bein L'mashkin, Hayotzim En Asr. They're Asr, right? So what do you see from this? What do you see from this Brisa? That they're arguing about Tusim and Rimonim. Now, V'savra Rav Yehuda Stam Asr. Rav Yehuda holds Stam is Asr. V'otnan. Listen to this. V'otnan. What does Stam mean? No stated purpose. It's Asr. V'otnan. We have a mission that says like this. Chala V'isha. The milk of a woman is metame l'ratzon, v'shalo l'ratzon. We know that in order for food, The milk of a woman is metame, whether it's l'ratzon, meaning you wanted it to come out, or shelo l'ratzon, you didn't want it to come out. No matter what, it's tame. It's liquid. It's chal, it's liquid. Chal a behema, but the liquid of a behema ain't a metame el l'ratzon. It's only tame if I want it to come out. So I wanted it to come out. I didn't want it to come out, it's not tame. Why? Because it's not on my radar. It's not considered chashav by me. It's not considered a drink. Amar Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, wait a minute. Kal v'chomer hu. It's a kal v'chomer that the milk of a behemoth should be tummy no matter what. Why? Because the milk of a mother, the milk of a woman, tummy no matter what. Ma chal of isha. She'eno miyuchat el l'ktanim. Only ketanim drink that. Only babies drink that. Adults don't drink that. Only babies drink that, nevertheless. Metame l'ratzon shelo l'ratzon. It's metame no matter what. So chalav behema, the milk of a behema, shemiyuchid bein l'katana bein l'gdolim. Everybody drinks that. Katanim drink it, gdolim drink it, everyone drinks milk. Ain't odin shemitame bein l'ratzon bein l'shelo l'ratzon? Shouldn't it become tame no matter what? Amrulo, they told him back, no. In tame chalav isha shelo l'ratzon. Now you know why the chalav of a woman is metame shelo l'ratzon? You know why? Not because of drinking. It has nothing to do with drinkability. Nothing to do with that. Shadam magapasa tame. Because if a woman has a wound on her arm, she cut herself, and the dam there, is that dam metame? Yes, it is. It's a liquid. It's metame. So why is the milk any different than dam? As a matter of fact, inside the woman, it is dam. Right? When it comes out, it's milk. It's an amazing thing. But inside, it's dam. So it's just fancy dam. By an animal, if an animal cuts itself and it's bleeding, that dam is tummy? No. That dam is not tummy. That's why a woman's different. Okay?
So the after injury, the blood goes on food. That's not sure immediate
food. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Now.
We certainly don't want another food.
What?
We certainly don't. We have a whole thing about wanting another food. We certainly don't want another food.
What? Not only that, it's for sure shelo l'ratzon. Right? So for sure, the dam of a behema, shelo l'ratzon, should be chayev. Should be tamei. Shelo l'ratzon. For sure. If a dam of a woman and the milk of a woman, only kids drink that, and adults don't drink that. That's metame. How can the milk of an animal not be metame? So the answer is, no, you're mixing up. No, she didn't give an answer yet. We didn't give an answer yet.
Discussion whether you want the water to drip
or not.
Well, that's water.
That's on food.
On the food, right?
Because the water has to, the food has to come in contact with liquid first.
Right.
Here, the liquid itself is tummy.
Oh, the liquid is tummy?
No. If you're tummy, it's tummy. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's what
right.
Not
machsher. No, not machsher or anything. If you're tough, she's tummy, the milk is tummy. I didn't want it to come out, so it doesn't make a difference. So the answer is, it's nothing to do with drinkability. It's nothing to do with that. The wound makes tummy. The wound makes tuma. If she's tuma and she bleeds, the blood's tuma. So it's no different than the milk. Nothing to do with drinkability. Nothing to do with that. If an animal animal can't become tuma anyway, and the animal bleeds, it doesn't have no tuma on the blood. So therefore, don't compare it. It's nothing to do with drinkability. It has to do with a different kind of tuma. Okay?
So if the animal has a wound which makes it trachea and that it's still pain.
What?
An animal has a wound which makes it a traitor.
Is that tummy?
No, if it's still lactates.
Yeah? I don't think so.
So it's not
tummy. No, I don't think so.
Look at the Rashi. Rashi is machshi.
What?
Look at the Rashi, 5 lines from the bottom. Okay,
even if it says that.
I'm saying it's not being matami, it's being machshi, the fruit to be become.
Fine, fair enough, machshi. Whether it's rotzen or not. Why? Different than water dripping down. Right? Why? Because if there's a wound comes, she has a wound, it's machshir automatically. Machshir automatically. So too, has nothing to do with drinkability, has to do with machshir. The blood of an animal is not machshir. So, where are we up to? Amrulo, no. Im tami chalavisha shalol ratzon. You know why chalavisha is even shalol ratzon? Because the dam of a wound is tame, And the dam of a wound is only by a human, right? And the blood, the milk is really dam, right? Just it came out, it's a different thing, but really inside it was dam. Yitma chelva behema shalola ratzon. It should do the same thing for chela behema shalola ratzon shdam agafasa tahar. Where the dam is tahar, look at Rashi, the first Rashi, like three or four skinny lines. Bitmiya, sharei dam magafasa tahar. The dam of a wound is tahar. The behema lav b'klal chalalhu. The behema is not in that same category as a human being. Umihu dam shchita machshir. Dam shchita is machshir. Mishum de iskash l'mayim dechsev al aris shvechenu kamayim. So the dam of shchita, yes. Dam of a wound in the leg, no. But a woman, yes. What we doing with all this information? We're getting to the stam. Amar lahem machmer ani b'chalav mi b'dam. So he said back. Rabbi Kiva said back. Afani ani machmer b'chalav mi b'dam. I'm more machmer b'chalav when it comes to dam. Shacholev lerefua tamei. Because if you're cholev for refua, right? The milk is machshir. But if I do bloodletting for refua, it's tahar. Okay? Yeah, but we're talking about an animal. Okay? So if you milk an animal for refua, it's tameh, right? I'm going to be metameh even if it's not lerefua, right? Kal v'chomer from a woman. So they have machlokas about that. Fine. Amru lo, they said back to him, 1 second. Sali zesim v'anavim yuchichu. The basket of a zesim and anavim will prove you wrong. Sheha mashkin yotzin mehen l'ratzon. The mashkin comes out l'ratzon. You want it to come out. And temeyin. Shelo l'ratzon tahorim. And if you don't want it to come out, it's tar. I don't want I'm making good olives here. I'm going to eat them. I don't want all the liquid and it makes it all mushy. I don't want that. So then it's tar. Right? So too with the chalav of a behema. Right? If it comes out l'ratzon, it's tar, tamei. And it's l'ratzon, it should be tar. So we disagree with you, Rabbi Akiva. Now, my lav l'ratzon. What does it mean l'ratzon? What does l'ratzon mean? It means d'lichle. You wanted it. What does shalol l'ratzon mean? Want to tell you it means you didn't need it? No. Stam. It means stam. As the article says, no particular purpose. Right? Now, ma zesim v'anovim. Tibnei schita ninu, zesim v'anovim. Are things that are normally squeezed out. Right? Shalol ratzon v'lo... How do you read this? Shalol ratzon v'lo klum. Right? And if shalol ratzon, it's nothing. So tusim v'rimonim, the lav b'nei shchita ninu, that are not b'nei shchita, lo kolshkein, for sure what? That if it's stam, the mashka should be tar. So how could it be who to say that stam is tummy? That's how we started off. He said shalol and stam. So the Gemara says, lo, l'ratzon is stam, and shalol ratzon is the goli da'ite da'amar lo nichali. Lolaratzon means negative intention, negative want. I don't want it. That's stam. I really don't want it. That's one answer. V'boy semo, you can give another answer. Shiny sali zesim v'anovim. The baskets of zesim v'anovim are different. Kivon dil ibud kaima. Since it goes to the garbage, right? Meikara afkure mafkiluhu. Initially, you got rid of it, right? You have no das on the juice at all. And it's not machshir, but other peiros that are in the kalim, the mashka is protected, and Rabbi Huda would hold that even tusim v'nasim stam is din mashka. That was a complicated gemara. Now we're going to stop here. Now the gemara says, Ashkechan, that was Rabbi Huda agreeing with the Rabbanan. Where did the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Huda? On a different category of fruit, on the third category. Right? The third category was things that don't have juice at all. They agree with them on that. They'll pick up tomorrow. So we're half an amid ahead now. For getting ready for Tisha B'Av. All right? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.